We'll stop right there on the repeat of the second movement of the Beethoven Ninth Symphony, which is so gloriously remembered for the wonderful timpani part. And somebody I could see just kind of playing a little air timpani along with that is the new timpanist of the Spokane Symphony, Megan Gillis. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
And welcome. Have you yet in your career gotten a chance to play that?
I have not. I'm so excited to be doing it this year with the Spokane Symphony.
And so one of the many things that you get to do coming along, that, by the way, that was the legendary timpanist Marty Zaskowski on that recording, who had been here for many, many years. But we're about to find out what motivates a percussionist, and what are the joys and I guess some of the challenges and many things of being a percussionist. Were you a kid in school that just kind of played the drums in fifth grade?
Sort of. I started on clarinet in fourth grade, and then one of my friends wanted to do drums, so I was like, well, I kind of want to be in her section, so I did that, and then lo and behold, I really enjoyed it. And I got to, learn more instruments than just the snare drum through high school, mallet instruments, timpani, all of that stuff, and then in college was actually when I kind of got interested in timpani and playing with orchestra. The timpani of all the instruments in the percussion family probably have the most, mood-changing element in colors that they add. You can really add some sort of spookiness or solemnness or, all different excitement, all these different kinds of emotions that can dramatically change with the right tone or the right stick.
Yeah. And kind of going back to when you went from clarinet to percussion and liked it, what have you decided about your own self, your own personality that made you take to the percussion?
Ooh.
You didn't know you were here on the psychologist couch, did you?
Yeah. I definitely like its special effect. It's, we spend a lot of time resting and waiting. But then, when the right moment hits, you come in with not necessarily the most notes, but the most important notes sometimes. Mm-hmm. So
it's just the emotion, the drama.
Yeah, I think
of what you get to do in that. And then once you get, and so by the time you got out of high school, were you just, I'm going to go be a professional percussionist, and jumped right into school doing that?
Sort of. I did my undergraduate in music education sort of as a backup, but also I ended up enjoying teaching a lot. So I taught in Baltimore County Public Schools. I'm from the D.C. area and for a little bit, and then I decided I wanted to pursue performance more. So I did my master's in timpani performance specifically. So
In Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
At the Cleveland Institute?
Yeah.
Was there a particular reason why you went to Cleveland?
The timpanist with the Cleveland Orchestra is probably, my favorite timpanist in the world, but one of the most prominent in the world's orchestras. So he is also an amazing teacher and from a lineage. Cloyd Duff was a very famous pedagogue and also timpanist of the Cleveland Orchestra, and their style of playing is something I strive to emulate.
My favorite thing is to ask a dumb question, and so come on, you just hit them, and maybe you hit them loud, you hit them soft. What is the deep study of artistry and becoming a timpanist?
Well, timpani, the instrument itself, is kind of a physical phenomenon. I think sound-wise, the way it projects pitch and, noise as well, it's interesting. It's a bowl with a head stretched on top of it. And the way, you hit it, you go down, but then the sound comes up or out or all different kinds of ways. And it's not only something that has an attack sound, a sound that's just like any other drum. It also has a pitch. So I forgot my train of thought. But it's an interesting combination to put together to make a good sound versus any other sound you might hear.
So that's kind of a combination of the equipment you're using and then how you're using it.
Sure.
I mean, the whole big thing of mallets, you timpanists have thousands of mallets.
Sure.
Don't you? Do you make your own?
I rewrap my own. I have a few mallet makers that I keep on speed dial that are very, very gifted at kind of creating a combination of felt and wood and all that kind of stuff.
So you just call them up and say, I want a mallet that does this, 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 and this, and then they do it for you?
Pretty much, yeah.
And reliably, when it shows up, it ends up doing what you wanted it to do?
Absolutely.
Amazing. Megan Gillis, the timidist of the Spokane Symphony, knew this year. We have a piece called Rituals. We're going to hear it. Tell us about this piece.
This piece is by Bruce Hamilton. It's five movements for solo timpani unaccompanied. So timpani solos are a very interesting thing. I wouldn't say, they're an interesting thing because timpani are much more a supportive instrument of other groups or orchestras or that kind of thing, but to have it solo is a little bit different. You'll hear in this particular movement, the last movement of Rituals, a combination of a lot of fast rhythms and also pitch changes, which can be very complicated playing all of those as unaccompanied.
Okay, this is a 4-minute piece, Rituals, played by my guest, Megan Gillis. A timpani solo by Bruce Hamilton called Rituals, played by my guest Megan Gillis, the timpanist of the Spokane Symphony, who just played her first concerts with the symphony just this weekend. And when you came to audition, you got to play on the symphony's good timpani, right?
I did.
And yep. And yeah, what's that like? Because every set of timpani is a little different. Are you going to be happy and enjoying the timpani you get to play this year?
Absolutely. The timpani with the Spokane Symphony, they're definitely my favorite model, and actually the company has recently gone out of business, so it's nice to have those as a part of the orchestra's arsenal of equipment. They're in great condition, mm-hmm. and they sound awesome. So,
and we should say that you're here on a one-year appointment because the timpanist Adam is on a leave of absence, so that's kind of an interesting position, aren't you, to try to, are you going to try to get a few students, or just practice a lot, or how do you expect to spend the year?
I think I'll try and do both. I would love to teach, and I'll definitely be practicing. There are some major city orchestras looking for timpanists as well, mm-hmm. so we'll see what happens, but I'm excited to be playing with Spokane for the year.
And you're here as timpanist, but you are a percussionist in every way. Are you pretty well now casting your lot as wanting to be a symphony timpanist, or are other possibilities open?
I have another hobby of playing xylophone. In grad school, when I was working on timpani primarily in school, I had also kind of picked up a hobby of playing ragtime xylophone. I started in New York playing in the subways just for fun and as a part of
taking a xylophone into the subway.
Yep.
That gets people's attention.
Yeah, it certainly does. I just took one, and I became part of Music Under New York, which is a program with the MTA there that stations musicians at different subway stops playing live music. And I did that for a number of summers and then joined a group that plays jug band music, ragtime music, and everything in between called Bones Jugs. And I played xylophone with them, and we did a lot of original music, a lot of ragtime music, the music of Bob Wills or Memphis Jug Band, all different kinds of stuff. So
good. Well, I think that'll be a good way to go out here with that very, very group and our guest in a different capacity. So even though we'll be hearing Megan Gillis as timpanist with the symphony this year, this is a xylophone piece. Anything we need to know beyond the title of Kimmy Nibbler?
Kimmy Nibbler is a nickname we gave our drummer because he takes very small bites when he eats. It's just a xylophone rag that he wrote that features both fiddle and xylophone playing the lead line.
Okay, well, here we go. Thanks for coming in, Megan.
Sure, thank you.
Have a great year. Thank you. There we go. The percussionist we were just speaking with, she'll be playing timpani for the Spokane Symphony. But that was Megan Gillis doing that really great xylophone playing with a group called Bones Jugs that she's part of back east. But here she is with us this year. Symphony Week in our first day of 4 days that we're going to spend getting into the aspects of the symphony.